This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 449, the 7 best productivity tools under $50. Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Miracle. I am Jeff Sanders and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My goal is to help you bounce out of bed with enthusiasm, create powerful lifelong habits, and tackle your grandest goals with extraordinary energy. In the episode this week, I'll break down why productivity does not require a lot of money, which affordable tools are best for your office, and why my own productivity tools rarely change at all. Let's get to it. And I'm back here in my parents' basement on week number 3 of recording this podcast. You know, I said in episode 447 that was the very first full-length episode that I recorded not in my studio. And that same thing was true for 448. Same thing is true for this episode this week here. And not only am I in a spare bedroom in my parents' basement, but I'm also sitting down for these episodes, which might sound like an odd thing to mention, but if you know me, you also know that I love a good standing desk, and I record everything standing up. But the only way to configure my studio while traveling was this really goofy configuration of a chair from the living room mixed with a nightstand and then a box on that, and then my laptop, and then my microphone. It's kind of a goofy mess, but this is what you do when you really want to get something done. And so here I am. And I'm excited for the topic this week because I absolutely love productivity, I love great tools, and whenever I can save money and get great tools, it helps even more. And so if you think that productivity or getting the most stuff done requires a lot of money, I'm here to share with you that it does not. Now yes, I have spent a lot of money over the years on all kinds of tools and studio equipment and everything you possibly imagine to up my game and go to the next level. But the vast majority of what I do, or the core, the foundation of getting things done, honestly does not require that many things, or especially the expensive stuff. It's nice to have nice stuff, and I'm not going to knock that because I love that stuff. But you don't need it. If your goal is to just complete the task, check the box, get the thing done, there are many ways to do so without all the bells and whistles. However, during the pandemic, I did invest over $10,000 on equipment for my podcast studio because I want the absolute best. And so if you take the angle of, I'm a pro and I'm going to do whatever I can to get the absolute best end results, you can and you should do those things. But at the end of the day, whether or not the thing got done, that's the thing that matters, and that does not require all the extra stuff. So what does it actually mean to be productive? Well, productivity itself is about output and essentially your workflow to produce the end result. And neither of those things require fancy offices or the latest gadgets. You know, checking boxes is a direct action. What you wear is actually optional. Your location is negotiable. Your speed is definitely debatable. And the tools themselves are interchangeable. All that to say, there are 1,000 different ways to get any task completed, but the most efficient one is the straight line. It's just go direct from A to B and forget everything else. The most ultimate simplicity is the thing you're trying to get to. And honestly, the fancy tools and the extra gadgets and all of the, you know, quote unquote newer stuff that's better, honestly, many of those things are just distractions that will slow you down in your pursuit of trying to get faster. It is a catch-22. It is a paradox, and you have to catch yourself if you are spending a ton of time trying to figure out which tool is best, which one's faster, which one is better. You could have spent that exact same time just doing the task, and that's the trade-off. So yes, investing in yourself is a good thing, but there is a balance here. A balance to be struck between the execution of the thing and all the extra stuff to enhance your ability to do that same thing in the future faster and better. So, identify what matters and do that thing while ignoring everything else. Just get it done. And having said that, let's now discuss those 7 productivity tools that can save you money and hopefully enhance your ability to just get it done, to move yourself faster along that path of execution and task management. Now, I am going to note up front here that the tools I'm mentioning today are my tools. These are ones I personally have used for years and years and years. Some of them are newer, but the vast majority have been around for a long time. The tools that I use rarely change. Why? Because when you find something that works, the better choice is to just keep using it. Changing tools wastes time. Making the switch or the transition from one task manager to another, or one fancy email program to another, all of that takes time. Now, some of those changes are very fast and efficient, and they're worth doing. Others are very clunky, and they take some real decision-making power to decide, is this worth the cost of time and money to make this switch? And my general rule of thumb is, it needs to be significant. It needs to be so obvious, such a clear yes, that I can't say no. That I feel so compelled to make the move that everything stops and I make the switch on the spot. And if what you're looking at, what you're considering, isn't that amazing, don't do it. Just walk away. Use a tool you have and keep using it. You will get more value from the current tools than you will from any new fancy stuff. Having said that, I want you to get fancy stuff. I want you to have the best tools available. So find what works for you, stick with it, but of course, keep your eye out for a newer and better option. And then when that time comes along, you can make that decision. But at the end of the day, optimizing what you have is the ideal path for that straight shot from point A to point B. So let's get to that first tool on the list. And this is one you have heard before on this podcast so many times, because it's one that I use literally every single day, and I have used every day for many, many years. And that's Nozbe. N-O-Z-B-E. Nozbe is my GTD-based task manager. I have it on my Mac. I have it on my other Mac. I have it on my iPad, on my iPhone, on the web as well. It is everywhere. Why? Well, in part because I own a lot of Apple gear, apparently, but I also love to have my task manager on every single device that I can, so I have instant access to what I'm doing today, those tasks that matter to me, in all these various locations. Now, the thing is, there are tons of task managers out there, lots of them, and I'm not going to go through all the competitors, but what I am going to say is that you want to find a task manager that works really well for the way your brain works. Nozbe works for me. A GTD-based, or a getting-things-done-based system has worked for me for many years. I love the lists, I love the organization, I love the optimization of these tasks, and if you find that tool for you, it's a game-changer. It will allow you to know what matters, to do it, and then move on to the next thing faster and better. That's the goal of any great task manager, is not to confuse you, it's not to offer a ton of extras, it's just to get to the point. Yes, these are glorified to-do lists. They're fancy post-it notes. But the fanciness is really nice. The ability to have these things synchronized per device, across the board, in the cloud, to have access wherever you go, to manage lots of projects, personal and professional, or work with a team, it's all built in. I love Nozbe. It's amazing. You can go to jeffsanders.com/Nozbe if you want to use my affiliate link and sign up today. There are 2 different options that Nozbe has now. Their Teams option is now their default. So if you want Nozbe personal for a single use, which is what I use actually, for a single person, nozbe.com/personal will take you there. Their Teams option is wonderful for teams, the same basic structure, but designed in a new way. And regardless of which option you choose, the prices are about the same. It's between $8 and $10 a month per user, depending on which payment plan you choose. It's also available on Mac or PC, and it's a phenomenal choice if your goal is to get things done. I really can't speak highly enough of Nozbe, but once again, that's because that's the way my brain works. If it doesn't work for you, find a task manager that works for you, because that's going to become the core of your productivity, along with your calendar, which for most calendar apps, they come on computers for free. That's the core of how you organize what you're doing. So it matters a lot. So give this some thought to make sure you have the best tool for you. this podcast is all about productivity. And one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. My biggest struggle with my health now is and has always been my allergies. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the entire day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Allergies are my nemesis and always have been. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the whole day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just one quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Now, the second tool is one that I actually switched to a couple of years ago, right as the pandemic began, which is Brain.fm, my focus music service. For many years, I used Focus at Will, which is still a great service, but I prefer Brain.fm, and I think you will as well. This is music designed by neuroscientists and built for focus. The music is designed intentionally to help you block out distractions and get to what matters. It's also a very affordable price. It's between $4 and $7 per month. And so this is a phenomenal way to make sure the thing you set out to do actually gets done, because the rest of the noise of the day can be filtered away and this nice beat in the background just keeps you moving. And yes, there are a lot of different music tracks to choose from. I like the ones that are a little bit more energetic, but as the day progresses, I do mix up the tracks to make sure my brain doesn't just forget about the music tracks. I want it to enhance my ability to really get the most value for my time. So if you've never tried a focus music service before, you definitely should, because the difference is striking between using a service like Brain.fm versus something like the radio or Spotify or a random CD or album you have. Most music is distracting. You need music tracks. They're designed for your brain. That's the best way to drown out the noise and get to work. So jeffsanders.com/brainfm will take you also to my affiliate link there if you want to use that, or just go to brain.fm directly if you'd like to go there instead. The third tool now is not actually a digital tool at all. In fact, it's one thing that I have with me right now, which is my coffee. Now, you may think, well, a coffee is not really a productivity tool. Actually, it definitely is. Anything that you do that enhances your ability to focus and do something is phenomenal, and it definitely qualifies as a productivity tool. Now, for me, I have coffee and tea generally every day, and for my coffee, I choose an organic whole bean dark roast that I then grind the beans myself and make a fresh cup each and every time using my AeroPress, which is kind of like a French press, to make each cup one at a time. I have found over the years this is the absolute best way to reduce acidity, to optimize flavor, to customize your caffeine levels. You really can create, in my mind, one of the best possible cups of coffee on the spot just for you. So if your goal is to make sure that you're getting the best value from the coffee you consume, if you drink coffee at all, or you drink decaf, you can do all of that with an intentional choice every day to ask yourself those questions. You know, what's going to enhance my ability to make that transition to this next activity and get the most value from it? I know for podcasting that I want to come fully mentally and physically prepared, which means generally I have a coffee or tea with me because it gives me that extra edge to do my very best. If that's the case for you, for the work that you do, then have that well-chosen organic option available. Really give your body the best it possibly can take, because that's going to give you the best options to move forward in a healthy way. And I've ranted before in this podcast about how important your health is, so be intentional with these choices. Don't just buy a random coffee or tea bag from the grocery store. Go out of your way to choose the best, because, and this is so critical, you're going to have a lot of this stuff over the years, literally multiple cups a day in most cases. And that's multiple cups a day for decades on end. You want to make smart and healthy choices here because it will add up and it will matter. And along those same lines, if you're going to buy the best quality tea, I use a company called The Tea Spot from Boulder, Colorado. They have phenomenal tea, tons of variety, lots of options from white teas, green teas, black teas, organic teas, you name it, lots of options there, and they're extremely tasty. And the prices for those run somewhere around $13 for every quarter pound bag, which is plenty of tea for probably a month's use for most people. And the coffee I tend to buy runs about $9 to $10 per pound, which is a fairly average price. Both of these coffees and teas will give you such a leg up if you make smart and healthy choices with them and do so on purpose, hopefully brewed in a way that's best for your body. Once again, I use AeroPress and I love it. There's lots of ways to brew coffee and tea, but find one that works for you. Now, the fourth tool is one that I switched to about 4 or 5 years ago that has become the foundation for the way I run my online business when it comes to email and file management, and that is Google Workspace, or it used to be known as G Suite. Google Workspace is amazing. I don't know how I functioned beforehand. Actually, I do know what I did before, and it was so clunky and full of errors and problems because as someone who runs an internet business, I was trying to use a variety of internet tools to manage my email and have custom websites and domains. And so if you're in that space where you're trying to figure out, well, how do I have better branding, but yet the best technology and reduce spam and have better management of my files? There are so many possible ways to run online services. And Google Workspace does a phenomenal job bringing lots of tools together under one roof, and they do them all really well. And it's affordable. I spend just $12 a month for a single user, and that's all it costs for all of these phenomenal tools. That includes Gmail with my custom domain. So my email address, jeff@jeffsanders.com. Well, that's not a Gmail email address, yet it's hosted by Google's Gmail servers. So I get all the bells and whistles that Gmail provides, but with my own personal branding. Along with that, I use Google Drive, I use the calendar, and of course, all the major Google Docs, Sheets, Slides, you name it, the whole Google system is how I manage my online business. And so if you are the kind of person who wants to manage all those systems better and you have not made the switch yet, please do so. It is a dramatic change of the way that you function. The problems just fade away. It really does work that well. And the fifth tool on the list is how I manage my email. Now, for years on this show, the answer to that was Postbox. Postbox on my Mac was the absolute best solution that I knew of and was one that I raved about. Now, since then, Postbox is now available on the PC as well, and it is a great option, still is awesome. But I found a better one for my Mac, which is MimeStream. That's MimeStream, MimeStream. This is for Mac users only, so if you use a PC, still use Postbox. But if you're on the Mac, MimeStream is amazing. It is super fast. The speed is incredible. You can sign on very quickly, customize it with a few simple options, and you're off to the races. And if you use Gmail, holy cow, this is so good. MimeStream for Mac users using Gmail, it will change the way you use email on your computer. And right now it's free. Yes, free, no cost required. Now in the future, yes, it will cost money, but for now it is free and it is awesome. If you're still going to use Postbox, it is priced around $79 right now, which is more than 50, I know, but it's a one-time fee, so there's no recurring fees there at all. So that one-time purchase gives you access to Postbox for life. So once again, MimeStream is free and on the Mac, and it's awesome. Postbox, still a great price, still a great app, but use that if you need to. But if you can make the switch to MimeStream, the speed will blow you away. And tool number six is Freedom. I have loved Freedom for many years, but I got out of practice using it. Until the last couple of months, I brought it back and really began to lean on this as my primary service to block myself from social media, news sites, and all other distracting websites online when I want to focus. Which is what Freedom does. It allows you to build these custom lists to block yourself from tons of websites so you can just do your thing and not have to have that common reaction of, well, I don't want to do this, so I'll look at Facebook. Or, hey, what's going on in the news today? Like, those kinds of questions are great for a break, but they're not important or necessary or helpful when you're trying to do your work. So freedom allows you to make those choices for yourself, set recurring schedules, have these things accessible on all of your computers and your phones to really guarantee that you get the best possible value from the work you're trying to do. Now, along these same lines, I'm actually going to interview the CEO of Freedom on this podcast later this summer, and the team at Freedom has actually granted me a coupon code to share with you to give you 30% off. So if you go to freedom.to, that's their website, freedom.to, and use the coupon code 5AM30, that's 5AM30 is the coupon code, you can save 30% off of Freedom, and you definitely should because Freedom is awesome. Seriously, it's great. If you need to block yourself from nonsense, do it and use Freedom to do so. Oh, I almost forgot the pricing for Freedom. So if you go month to month, the price is around $9 per month. If you go annually, the price drops considerably. And of course, if you add on my coupon code, 5AM30, you save even more. So it's very affordable and it works really well. And finally, the seventh and final productivity tool under $50 is a $30 glass desktop computer pad. So you spend $30 and you get a glorified whiteboard that actually can be mobile and on your desk, which I have used now for about a year, and it's incredible for one specific reason. It gives me access to take notes on the fly, and the way that I have used this little glass desktop computer pad is to write down my top goals for the day. So if you've ever found yourself confused throughout the day, what's my next best choice? Where do I pivot to now? Yes, I have a task manager. Yes, I have a calendar. Yes, I have lots of different ways to identify the next biggest priority. Well, I have found that by writing down at the beginning of the day, here are my top three goals. You know, despite what the calendar might say or the task manager, I'm going to combine all these together in my brain and make a very specific decision. Here are the three things I want to guarantee get done today. And those are the three things I write down on this little whiteboard. And then throughout the day, that's what I see at my desk. And I cross them off one at a time as I do them. And then I go on to my next lesser important tasks. This has been a game changer for me. We're talking about focus. You're talking about execution. You want to make sure that what matters gets done. Well, identify what matters, write it down, and then day by day, go through and cross off that list, get that dopamine hit of saying, yes, I just did that thing. And then tomorrow, we'll do it all over again. It's a really simple way to be able to identify what matters and actually do it, which is the whole point of being productive. So this little glass desktop computer pad has been very handy. Now, yes, you could use 1,000 things. A notebook does the same job. A post-it note is the same thing. That's fine. But having a glass desktop computer pad, it's a long-winded way of saying a whiteboard on your desk, that works really well. So yeah, it's awesome. And these tools are all great. So to recap here real quick, if you want to optimize your productivity, get the most amount of work done, use affordable tools that help you execute the highest possible level, well then make those decisions to either A, optimize the tools you already have, or B, make the upgrade and add a few more things that can give you that edge to get you from point A to point B as quickly as possible. And for the action step this week, don't buy anything. Forget the tools I just discussed and instead focus on removing tools from your office you do not need. Always begin with less before you add more. Now, productivity is about results, not the fancy gear. JeffSanders.com/449 is the place to go for episode notes. And of course, subscribe to this show in the app you're using right now, or go to JeffSanders.com/subscribe and find a lot more apps to choose from. That's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown. author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.